Dark Memory. The first bolt of lightning flashes across the sky, which is slowly getting darker and darker in the east. Shortly after that, there is a bang, followed by a deep rumble. It almost sounds as if a gigantic cannonball is rolling down the mountain. "The thunderstorm is getting close," Justice says, matter-of-factly. "And fast. We should find shelter somewhere. It could get very uncomfortable. Let's wait inside one of those houses until the worst is over." "You want to go inside one of the ghost houses?" Peter asks, horrified.
"You are welcome to stay here," Justice answers.
"Then we'll get you later and wring you out."
"You'd better put on a hat," Bob says to Peter with a grin. Peter rolls his eyes. "One day," he says, "you'll see that there are powers in heaven and earth that can't be logically explained. And then you will be lying in the dust in front of me and begging for forgiveness because you didn't take me seriously." Justice and Bob laugh, and then the three boys run towards the first house on the street. The windows look black, and paint is peeling from the doors. Justice knocks at the door three times.
"Hello? Anyone there?"
The boys wait for a few seconds, but no movement.
"I can't see anyone," says Peter, who is trying to look inside the house.
"Hey-ho!"
Justice tries again, but everything is silent. Finally, he shrugs and pushes down the door handle carefully.
"Locked," he says in surprise, and rattles the door a little. "They've locked it."
"Peter, do you have your lockpicks with you?" Bob asks. The second investigator is responsible for locks of all kinds.
"Damn it," he swears. "I think I left them in my other trousers. Sorry."
"Don't worry, there are enough other empty houses," Justice says, and runs towards a house on the other side of the street. Meanwhile, fat raindrops fall, hitting the ground hard. The gaps between the flashes of lightning which light up the ghost village grow shorter and shorter. Even if the houses are deserted, they haven't been abandoned hastily. Everyone in which the boys try their luck has been carefully locked up when its occupants moved out.
"Such bad luck!"
Peter looks out at the rain.
"Should we break a window and climb in?"
"Perhaps it would be best," Bob agrees.
"That won't be necessary," Justice points across the street. "Take a look there."